The pros and cons of preventive war are at the center of the current national debate over Iraq and other nations suspected of building weapons of mass destruction. But preventive war has been tried before, the results of which are the subject of our commentary this week by Andrew Kidd, professor of government at Harvard University.
One of the most important foreign policy questions facing the country today is whether we should invade Iraq to overthrow Saddam Hussein. The Bush administration is arguing that we should, and that in general, we should pursue a new strategy towards potential threats to our security, preventive war. The logic of preventive war is that it is sometimes better to attack now because the enemy is growing stronger over time and will attack us later with disastrous consequences. Iraq, the argument goes, is attempting to get weapons of mass destruction. When they do, they may use them against us or give them to terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda. Therefore, we need to strike first. However, the strategy of preventive war has a troubled past that should give us pause. Consider the case of the First World War. Many historians argue that World War I was a preventive war launched by Germany out of fear of the rising power of Russia. Because of Russia's vast population and undeveloped resources, it seemed that if Russia were allowed to grow undisturbed, it would eventually become more powerful than Germany. Convinced that time was not on her side, Germany attacked in 1914. Although the war was launched to preserve German security, it did not have that effect. For Germany, though more than a match for her two immediate enemies, France and Russia, was fought to a standstill on the Western Front and ultimately lost the war in 1918. Why did preventive war fail to produce the desired results for Germany? The main reason is that first Britain and eventually the United States joined the war against her. But this just pushes the question one step back. Why did Britain and America choose to join Germany's enemies rather than fight alongside Germany? One of the most important reasons is the simple fact that Germany started the war, and starting a war sends the worst possible signal to other countries about your motivations. States face constant uncertainty about each other's motivations. Some states just want security, to live in peace with what they have. Others are more aggressively motivated. They want conquest or world domination. Starting a war is the surest way to convince other states that you harbor aggressive motivations. Germany's attack in 1914 helped persuade the fence-sitters that the war was Germany's fault and that she must be stopped. Of course, historical analogies are never exact. I am not suggesting that an American attack will cause other countries to ally with Iraq and inflict a military defeat on U.S. forces. The danger is rather that a U.S. attack will add to the deep well of suspicion felt towards America throughout the Arab world, undermining fragile regimes that would otherwise be willing to cooperate with us in the effort to uproot terrorist organizations. If such regimes fall or stop supporting us with intelligence and police work against terrorists, an attack on Iraq may succeed militarily in the short run while causing serious damage to our national security in the long run. Preventive war, even when it succeeds in military terms, may be a losing strategy overall.
You've been listening to Andrew Kidd, government professor at Harvard University and the author of the forthcoming book, Words and Deeds, Mistrust and Reassurance in International Relations. Kidd's commentary comes to us courtesy of the History News Network.